And we turn now to takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein, who has some reaction from voters in the very important state of Virginia. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Adora.
So what are you hearing about not only this rescue plan being proposed and debated in Washington, but also about John McCain wanting to suspend campaigning?
Well, I'm hearing a lot from voters that they sort of feel like neither candidate can really solve the problems, that the problems are so big. Nobody's really happy about the proposed bailout, which is a problem for John McCain, because even if an agreement is reached, and in the best case scenario for him, a deal is struck, it's not going to be a deal that these voters are particularly pleased with. No one really wants the $700 billion to go to the banks. And then the other thing is that, you know, there's a lot of people here in Northern Virginia. This is a very sort of educated group, familiar with the ways of Washington. Lots of them work in Washington, and they're pretty skeptical about the whole tactic. Here's a couple of voters. The first one is Karen DeGracia, who is a retiree, and the second person is Cheryl Clements, also a retiree, and they are talking about the debates and the possibility of suspending the debates and the economy.
I think it's silly.
You do?
Yes.
What? Why?
Well, I mean, we're still going to have Election Day on the same day. I mean, so what is, how long is he going to suspend it? A couple days or a week or two? I mean, it seems like, you know, he doesn't want to make a stand on something. I don't know. It doesn't seem very grown-up way of dealing with things.
Economics are important to me, and I haven't heard enough from both candidates yet on how we fix this big problem that we're in. So I think we need to work on that. So I'll be watching and listening for the next 40-some days.
Some real skepticism there. And this is an important state, Andrea, which is the reason why you're there, which is it has for decades voted Republican in presidential elections, but Democrats are hoping that it's going to turn blue come November.
That's right. Democrats are making a big play for this area, particularly in Northern Virginia, which has been a growth area under the Bush administration. I'm actually at George Mason University, and a political scientist here, Stephen Farnsworth, was telling me that government under the Bush administration has been one of the biggest growth industries in America. As a result, lots of people have moved here, lots of young people. And the Obama campaign has people out on the commuter train platforms, canvassing the neighborhoods, trying to get all of them signed up to vote, because there are enough new people in this area to potentially make a difference for Obama in November.
Well, Washington cynics, of course, say, you know, the reason the Washington area is prosperous is because the government is able to sort of vote its own prosperity in. I guess I'm wondering about the skepticism in some of those voters that you spoke with. Do they just think that this plan bails out the wrong people, or do they think that it can't possibly work, that this financial crisis that the government is talking about has nothing to do with these people in Northern Virginia?
No, I think that people people do feel it has something to do with them. People are sort of resigned to the fact that something is going to happen, but people are frustrated that it has come to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that whatever solution is offered is not going to be a great one and is going to be costly. Now, they are sort of, I do think that there's a broad agreement that the economy needs to be saved. People are feeling that, you know, all of this money is going because, you know, as lots of people, the word mess. I heard the word mess.
Well,
a lot
let me
yesterday.
Just parse that a second before we go to a break. I mean, so that seems to favor Republicans, that it's come to this would sense that the Republicans are maybe to blame, according to these voters.
Well, I heard people blaming Congress, but more people seem to be blaming the current occupant of the White House.
Andrea Bernstein, you're going to stick with us. You are our takeaway political director, and you're in Northern Virginia. We'll be back with you for more. We go back now to takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein, who's in Northern Virginia, and her original mission was to find out how people in that key state are feeling about now, given the fact that they've voted Republican for president for decades, but it appears now that the state has verged to go Democratic this time around. She's in Prince William County, which picked Bush in 2000, but by 2006 gave Democratic Senator Jim Webb needed votes so he could win.
Prince William County is indeed a very interesting place, and it is. I am certainly not in Pennsylvania anymore. This is a growth area. There are about almost 400,000 people here now. 100,000 of those people have moved in since the 2000 election when Bush was elected. It is Virginia, so it's a state with a lot of military families, a lot of people who work for military contractors, but lots of young people are moving in, lots of minorities and lots of Latinos. So it's really sort of changing the complexion. Also, I should point out, this is a state that Barack Obama won in the primary by 2-1 over Hillary Clinton. So there are not a lot of people walking around feeling upset about the primary results. A lot of very educated people, people that have a very sophisticated understanding of government. And it's one of the reasons why Virginia, which hasn't voted Democrat since 1964, is a state that the Democrats are really targeting in this election. And you hear a lot of people talking about foreign policy as well as the economy. I haven't heard people talk about foreign policy so much since, I think, around the time of the Virginia primary back in February. This is the sort of kind of typical analysis of a Virginia voter. This is a government worker who is a McCain supporter who was talking to me about how he feels that McCain will be on foreign policy.
I think he's a little bit more measured than the current president on a lot of issues. But yet he's... I think he realizes when he needs to be used what we would call soft power and when it's time to turn the ratchet it up a little bit.
And so you describe that as a typical response there for McCain, but how is he doing in the polls?
Well, there was a poll here, not so much of Prince William County, but there was a poll of Virginia by the Washington Post a couple of days ago, which showed Obama ahead, mostly on the strength of people's economic concerns. I also think that one of the things I've noticed talking to voters here is that it's a very savvy group, and they understand the ways of Washington. There are people that are really examining sort of the campaign in a very kind of strategic way. It's a very educated group, and the median income's pretty high. The median family income is close to $70,000, so that makes it one of the wealthiest areas in the country. Still very divided, but nevertheless, there's a voter that I was speaking to yesterday who said he was undecided until the choice of Sarah Palin, and he then decided to vote for Barack Obama because he felt it was a political choice. Here he is.
It was probably right after the Republican convention. I saw the vice presidential, the Republican Party vice presidential nominee, as more a political move than one that's good for this country.
But vice presidential choices are always political moves. That's sort of curious to me, Andrea.
Yeah, but it goes counter to McCain's argument that he is putting country first.
Right.
This group of voters, that is how they see this. I mean, I do think that McCain had hoped to reach out to sort of professional voters and particularly professional women. I should point out that Don was retired military, and I met quite a few military and retired military people that counterintuitively were voting for Obama. And one of the things that I kept hearing is that he cares about people like us, speaking about Obama. The last clip I'm going to play is a woman who was undecided, but she was very clear on who was keyed in to her problems.
Well, I don't think it'll be McCain. I'm pretty sure it won't be McCain. They'll be interested in my retirement.
Why do you say that?
Because I haven't heard him. I just haven't heard him say anything that would make me believe that he would. I don't think he would be sensitive to my little measly income. Sorry.
Wow.
On the economy, McCain really has a bit of a soft spot there, which is something he's well aware of. What do you think it would take to convince someone like that voter that McCain can handle the economy?
Tough road to hoe. The last 10 days have really been making people think about McCain's 7 houses, his 13 cars, his sort of history on the economy, and whether he can handle it. It's been driving Obama's message for him.
Andrea Bernstein, thank you as always, and we'll be hearing more from you in Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, our takeaway political director, reporting from Virginia. And now we turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you very much. Just gone 28 minutes past the hour.